Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. My guest for the whole week is the founder of Audiophile, Robin Witten. And yesterday, Robin, you suggested a great mystery. Are you doing that again today?
I am today, but this is an old mystery. We're going back to 1925 when Agatha Christie published The Secret of Chimneys.
I've listened to this one.
Well, it's wonderful. And this version that has just come out is read by Simon Jones.
Yes, it is. And it is, if you want to think of a fun listen, this is the book.
I think that's good for the summer.
Absolutely.
Lots of people, spies and mayhem, terrorist attacks and all that is one thing. But this is gentle in the way of the English country house, the golden age of mystery. There are plenty of people dying and being murdered, but, you know, in a genteel way, I would say.
Yeah, typically they stumble on the body.
That's true.
There's a lot of stumbling on the body in this book. And there are moments when I was listening to it where I would just say what now? What?
Well,
okay. And then it's just like, okay, sure. Why not? Let's go with it. It's just fun. It really is just fun. It's like a souffle.
Absolutely. It's very, you know, there are so many different characters. If you think of, many people know the murder on the Orient Express, you know, and all these people, the cast of characters, none of whom are actually who they purport to be. So that's confusing. That happens here.
Oh, does it ever? Yes.
You need these mysteries in print always had the list of characters so that like a playbill. So you know who was who. I felt like maybe they should have had that at the beginning of this, which would have been fun.
That would have been fun.
Yeah. And, you know, it would be a fun thing to ask Simon Jones to do that, to just kind of read the cast with a little, that would be a very fun little addenda to be on
I
there.
I can hear him.
Yes. But he has a great time with this mystery. And, you know, Simon Jones is also a Golden Voice narrator, but he has been very busy with non-audiobooks projects.
He does a lot of work.
He does.
He's a wonderful, wonderful actor. And well, we'll hear an excerpt and then I'll say what I really think he nailed so well.
So let's just listen to a little bit.
Okay.
And then we can talk a bit more about Simon. But this is a bit about a young secretary who dashes across London to deliver a message to a mysterious and very beautiful Miss Revel.
I love that secretary. Okay, here we go. This is The Secret of Chimneys by Agatha Christie, read by Simon Jones.
Perhaps that would be the best plan, said Lomax at last. Very well, then. Take a taxi there and ask Mrs. Revel if she will be at home this afternoon at 4 o'clock, as I am very anxious to see her about an important matter.
Right, sir.
Bill seized his hat and departed. 10 minutes later, a taxi deposited him at 487 Pond Street. He rang the bell and executed a loud rat-tat on the knocker. The door was opened by a grave functionary, to whom Bill nodded with the ease of long acquaintance.
"Morning, Chilvers. Mrs. Revel in?"
"I believe, sir, that she is just going out."
"Is that you, Bill?" called a voice over the banisters. "I thought I recognised that muscular knock. Come up and talk to me."
Bill looked up at the face that was laughing down at him, and which was always inclined to reduce him, and not him alone, to a state of babbling incoherency. He took the stairs two at a time and clasped Virginia Revel's outstretched hands tightly in his.
What I liked about his narration so much is it suited the material so well. the way he gave over to the voices and sort of the kind of peppy way he narrated it. It was just in the right style of the book.
You know, his style and Christie's style is just totally aligned so beautifully. It's total entertainment. I see, as you're listening to all these people running across London in the country house, you see it. It's like a stage set with people coming in one door and going out the other.
Oh,
and
completely.
Exactly.
Exactly. Stage so,
and,
left.
And this is not a, we should say, because there have been radio dramas of many of Christie's things. This is not. This is a straight reading of the story. One brilliant narrator and lots of fun.
I had a great time listening to it. I did not miss my walk, my daily walk, once while I was listening to this book. Not once. And it rained. I'm just saying.
People love Agatha Christie, and this is great fun.
That's The Secret of Chimneys by Agatha Christie, read by Golden Voice Simon Jones. Okay, you're two for two, Robin.
All right. Well, I hope I can keep it up.
I hope so, too. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Today's episode of Behind the Mic is sponsored by Graphic Audio, A Movie in Your Mind, featuring dramatized adaptations of fantasy and sci-fi novels by Peter V. Brett, Elizabeth Moon, Simon R. Green, and more. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.